The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hey, assholes.
Hey, fucker.
Yeah, it's the Monday episode. The gang again. Mel Gelbart, one of the original hosts of the show, back.
What's up?
Her last show with us for a while. He'll be back later this summer, though.
Yes, I will.
Jason Casey, as always.
What the fuck's up, motherfuckers? Yeah.
And fulfilling our EEO is Kareem Daniels.
What's up, bitches?
Not really. Kareem's here because I like Kareem. I don't have people into my home that I don't care for.
Smart.
It's true. Coming up on the show today, of course, the airing of the grievances, plus the First Lady of Maine got herself a job.
Yes, she did.
She did. California needs more beaver. And
Too easy.
Yeah. And there was a hot dog protest. Vin Scully weighs in.
Oh, boy.
This is last week Vin Scully weighed in on something, too, because he is just old and can't help himself, really, is what's going on. So all of that going on. But finally, I've been teasing this since last Wednesday. I've got a beard story for you.
Well, let's hear it.
You owe us so much.
As you might have noticed, I have a beard now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A full beard. And Leslie really enjoys the beard.
Mm-hmm.
So
what does that mean?
She thinks I look cuter with the beard.
Okay, you do look really cute with the beard, but I didn't know if there was something sexual about that.
Mm.
She really enjoys the beard.
Yes, I talk about that all the time. Oh my god, it tickles her pussy like you would not believe.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
It probably does, I don't know. You would think.
A
tickle,
little bit.
Scratchy, I don't know.
You just have to keep it well maintained.
So, we are... We're walking along in the Roseville Galleria because we went to start to look at registering at places. And so we're walking along and they have this store called The Art of Shaving.
Yes.
And The Art of Shaving is a high-end boutique where they sell shaving products. Ironically, they also sell some that you can buy at Walmart. But she goes, hey, do you want to go in there and see if they have some stuff for your beard? Because the first thing that happens when you grow out facial hair is you get dry skin underneath and it itches.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some tea tree oil stuff that I'd gotten back when I went to Sport Clips, you know, to use in your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And it moisturizes. I've been using that on my beard and it works okay. She goes, let's go in there and see what they've got. And I said, all right, we'll go in. So we go in and here's how you know you're going to spend more money than you really would like to. The people that work there are dressed in suits.
Yep.
So, add a little bit extra for what everything's going to cost. Plus, it's got a dark wood motif in the whole thing.
Oh, it's a classy place.
It is. It is. They've got, like, barber chairs in the front, too, which I believe you can actually book shaves.
Mm-hmm, you can book shaves there.
I bet they're, like, $70 or something.
Oh, yeah.
For a shave.
It's ridiculous how expensive a shave is nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Shave and a haircut. It's not 2 bits anymore.
No. By 2 bits, you mean $60.
Right. So, we're looking around. We're talking to this guy, and we're asking him, you know, what could you use for a beard? And he said, well, we have a selection of beard oil.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it special for beards? I can't wait.
Well, it's what they have in it. Mm. And you have two options. You can get the kind that's, like, liquid,
mm-hmm.
and you can get what I got, which comes in a little tin, and it looks almost like lip balm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or hair wax.
Yeah. So, Mel, give this a smell. See if you like it. That was the one that we ended up picking.
Yes, I do. It's lemony and delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
it's clean and fresh.
So, went ahead and got this. But how does one apply this
a magic beard brush. A magic beard. Oh, a beaver.
This is dry oil. A beard balm is what it's mm-hmm. called. And the company is Can You Handle Bar. Oh, Jason's doing... It's really great to do mime on a podcast.
Bristles made from a dead animal.
I'm not going to, like... But you put it in your hands, you kind of warm it up a little bit, work it in your hands, and then you wipe it on your...
Oh, no. You buy a special brush.
Nailed it.
that has Can You Handlebar on the back side of it.
Of course, yeah.
And then you brush it, and the brush still smells like it. In fact, I've used it 3 days in a row, and I have not added anything more than the initial amount of
that
beard
stuff.
That smells
manly.
So that fucking right.
Like, is there, like, other stuff on that? Like, is that, do you have a face wash or something else you use?
Oh, you can, I don't.
Because the manly scent now on that brush is A+.
I don't, because I didn't have that much extra money.
So that's just you and face oil on the brush?
Yes.
Mm.
I have some beard oil myself.
And this, do you?
Yeah. So and it's a citrus smelling one.
Is it one of these?
No, it's the oil. It's
the actual oil. Okay.
And that's why that's the way you would do that is you put a little dab in your hand, work it around and put it in your beard, and the ladies love it.
Yeah, that smells good.
Because it smells good.
So, I'm not going to lie, though, the brush smells better.
Well, that's because it's been sitting in that tin for a couple of days, just hanging out.
Manly.
And I also, you know, hint, I also do my eyebrows with it, mm-hmm. keep them under control.
Yeah.
But I realize that I am now
turning into a woman?
Hipster.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
That's no.
That's why I shaved my beard off.
Metrosexual?
Listen, I am fine doing what I have to do to maintain my appearance. That as long as it makes my lady happy.
Yeah.
I'll take that one. Because, you know, whatever. Like I said, you may think less of me because of it.
No, I like I said, I have some of my own. And it when you get a beard, especially that first, like, week or so when it's growing in, or you do just, like, you shave down, I mean, it helps. And it's good to have it.
I'm not going to say a word, but if Paul was in the room, he would just be giving you hell.
Of course. Because he's a manly man.
He is super old school.
So, Mel, how much do you think this little tin of wax costs, beard oil?
$45.
Jason.
Well, I bought, mine was like 23 and it was all oil and it was really small. So I'm thinking that's probably 35, 40 bucks.
Kareem.
27.
Kareem is the closest. This is $30.
Wow.
Now, here's the rub. It's $30 at the Art of Shaving. If you go to their website, it's 20.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stores in town that sell their products.
Right. And the beard brush, also $30. So this is $60 worth of grooming. But
wow.
It'll last a long time.
It's going
time.
To last. It's going to last a long time.
Yeah.
And
but it'll last longer than you have a beard.
You don't,
that's what
you
always
don't,
happens.
You don't know. You don't know. I'm still going to have eyebrows, Mel.
If you stop using it, can I use it on my...
On your hoo-ha?
Yeah.
No.
On my high and tight to make it smell good.
You may not. Well, you can't use my brush, that's for sure.
I'll be so lemony fresh.
I think Paul might get a little suspicious. Because...
You smell like Nate Darling's face.
Honey, listen, I was just down there, and it smells just like Nate Darling's beard.
My question is, why would Paul know what Nate Darling's beard smells like?
I just have a feeling he would. he knows.
He has a sixth sense.
He does.
I mean, it's a very powerful beard at this point,
too. It is. It's getting powerful.
I'm not letting it grow out. I'm not growing the huge beard.
No, you gotta
A lot of guys grow the huge beard, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. Like, I have a friend who has not touched his beard in 2 years, and his beard is super long.
Yeah.
And there's no way in hell I could deal with that.
Remember when I had my beard? Like, I had my, like, 4 month, 5 month beard of Jason's broken leg. He's not doing anything.
Yes.
Yeah. And then somebody said something to me, and I shaved it, and I got laid the next day.
You looked homeless.
I know. I looked like Marc Maron on the beginning of this season.
I cannot even imagine how bad that smelled.
No, it actually, I was still bathing myself. For the
because here's the thing. Like I said in a previous show, hair absorbs odor.
Yeah.
So if you got something next to something that doesn't smell great.
Food got stuck in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be
bad times.
Paul
does no winter shaving, so he gets his angry winter beard. But mm-hmm. it doesn't get long because it like curls up under his chin.
Oh,
yes, so. That would drive me nuts.
I had a job, though, when I was like in high school and college. I worked at a movie theater, and the manager of the theater who... And this is not like I'm great or whatever. He had a thing for me, and I totally abused it, and I feel bad. I felt guilty ever since. I've occasionally started to write him a Facebook message to apologize for what a dick I was.
You were just a girl.
I did. I just abused the hell out of this guy. He got me concert tickets, a pair of concert tickets to a concert I really wanted to go to, assuming, I'm sure, that we were going to go.
Right.
I didn't take him.
Of course you did.
I took the tickets, gave him a hug, and went with my girlfriend.
Oh,
I know, I'm a dick. But anyway, the guy was one of those people that literally was like covered in hair from top to bottom, like the back of his neck all the way to the tips of his fingers. And so he always like
Yeah.
And he had like bad teeth. Oh my god, I hope he doesn't ever find me and listen to this.
Yeah. Good luck.
What's his name? Give first
I'm
and last.
I'm not doing it.
Good, first
no,
and last.
I'm a horrible person. I mean, he would clearly know who he was from this, but
let me look him up on LinkedIn for you.
Are you guys friends on Facebook?
No.
Oh, you're just messaging him.
He sent me one message in like my whole like life since I have not seen him, and it was like within the last 2 years, and I think it was like, you know, hope all's well, saw your Facebook page, you look great, and I was like, okay. I'm a dick and I feel bad and I don't know what to say to you. Thanks for those Skid Row tickets.
Oh my god.
I've also seen Skid Row, but I saw Skid Row after Sebastian Bach left.
It's not the same.
In a bar in Montreal.
Doesn't count.
Would it help if I told you that one of the two opening bands were the Killer Dwarves and the very opening band was the Vaginal Croutons?
Much worse. Many much worse.
The Vaginal Croutons are tight. Just saying.
I bet.
I'm sure they're very tight.
Tight. They are tight, is what I'm saying.
They played well together. It's they've been playing along, so you know, they had a very tight set.
They were punks. They were punks. Oh yeah, it's time for this.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Oh, fucking yeah. A.
Jason, what's been other than IHOP?
Okay. So I got two grievances.
Okay.
First one I'll do that's kind of quick is just Instagram. Like, and I was complaining about this earlier. Like, fuck you, Instagram, and fuck you, and all of these weird fucking women that are spam bots that are messaging me with their fucking titties and saying you want to fuck and shit like that. I get two or three a day, and it's like I'm excited because, oh, I have a new follower. And then each time I'm disappointed because it's like some chick that's not really a chick, that's just some asshole somewhere trying to get me to give my fucking phone data or some shit out. And that fucker, god damn it, just, I'm fucking tired of it. And then Mel's like, oh, well, you have to turn your privacy settings. You can't fucking turn your privacy settings on your Instagram on your fucking phone. I just tried to do it, and you can't fucking do it. You have to do it on fucking line. So fuck you, Instagram, and your fucking pieces of shit. Goddamn assholes. Fucking ass cunts.
Jason okay. Matt is adorable.
Okay, and then the other thing that I'm really, really upset about is bacon and butter, which is in Tahoe Park. And I like their food. They have really good food. Went in there on Sunday morning at like 10:30, and it was fucking packed, which I expected it to be. But I also
what?
I know, right? I expected it to be fucking packed. But they have a bar, and I was like, oh, they have a bar, and I can sit at the bar because that's what a single guy that looks sad does when he's alone by himself. Okay, I'll try to do that one. And that fucking place, so I go to the lady, and like I see all these people, and I'm like, yeah, I was like, I just want to sit at the bar. I was like, I'm by myself. And she's like, it's going to be a 15 to 20 minute wait. And I'm like, there's three seats up there that aren't even next to each other. You're telling me that all these people out here, that they want those two seats that are right there, and then the other seat that's in between those other people. And she's like, it's gonna be 15 to 20 minutes wait, sir. And she's like, you want me to put my, can I get your name? I was like, nope, have
yeah,
a good day.
My name is go fuck yourself, bitch.
So that was one of the mornings that I had Jack in the Box. But I also went to Home Depot and got a bunch of like weed killer and stuff like that to do yard work.
See, I would demand to know the logic.
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense to me. I worked in restaurants I don't know how many fucking years, and you sit the single guy at the fucking bar when you have groups and throngs of people out there that are all families and want to sit at the fucking tables. That's why you have a fucking bar, you weird fucking person at the fucking host booth at fucking Butter and Bacon, Bacon and Butter, whatever the fuck your name is.
On a side note, I've only been there once and hated it, so.
Oh, well, yeah, so fuck you guys.
Well, the last time I went with Leslie, it's not the bar, it's the counter. Yeah. It's a diner. It's sort of a diner feel.
Okay, well, it's a counter. Yeah, that's the thing though. The counter's set for fucking single people by themselves, but not for the fucking family of four.
No, well, they do seat families of four at the counter.
Stop being contrary.
It's true. But here's what I'm trying to say. Here's why they don't need you.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about
you. They're packed. They've got a reputation for really good food. There's a lot of people who worship at the altar of bacon and butter, and they don't need you. Yeah. And they don't care if you come back.
We'll see what happens when I give them a one-star Yelp, motherfuckers. Bitch, suck my dick.
I don't get the whole allure. I went once and was unimpressed.
What did you get?
I don't remember. I just remember going like I could get this anywhere and it's not that good.
It was okay. It's okay.
I feel that their menu is sort of narrow and limited and boring.
Yeah, Finnegan's, which is kind of a cool place, which is by the church's chicken on Stockton, which looks like a little hole like that place you wouldn't think of, and it's not necessarily the best service, but it's like family run and it's really good food.
That was a barbecue place 6 months ago, you know.
No, actually, about a year ago I ate there with Alex, so I know they've been around for a little longer than that.
The last time I was there, it was a barbecue place.
Oh, well.
And it was an African-American couple running.
Wow. Now it's a white Irish couple.
See what happens, Kareem? Yeah. See what happens?
Can't they have shit.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's not sorry. Kareem, what's been pissing you off this week other than white people? That's a given.
Yes. What's pissing me off is my racist don't call me a racist friends who are pissed off about everything Obama but wasn't pissed off about the stuff when everybody before Obama did it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the stuff that Obama's doing now that they're saying, Obama's doing this, Obama's doing that, and every president prior has done it,
yeah. So today, somebody posted something, one of my friends posted something about him taking Air Force One to where Hillary was. Like, yeah, that's how that fucking works.
He's the president. He gets to take Air Force One where he goes.
Yeah, it was like, this isn't a part, oh, why come he can't take a sick day or something? Like, how fucking stupid are you? To say some dumb shit like that. And it got mad at me because I asked him, do you know how the process works? Like, how long have you been following the process was the question.
Well, wasn't there a whole thing about he had said something about how like members of government shouldn't be taking private planes to go places. And then people are all like, well, yo, you have a private plane, man. He's like, I'm the president.
Yeah. Right.
It's different.
He like, carries the football.
Yeah. Like, do you not understand that? There's like Secret Service and all the other logistics and shit that goes on with that.
The inconveniencing of the number of people you would have to inconvenience for Obama to go to Dulles and take a fucking Southwest flight.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Like, do you not like you? It tells me that you have no concept of how anything really actually works. If you think that's even a fucking possibility. And that means that you're too fucking stupid to have a conversation with me about anything.
It's a fair point.
I'm too fucking stupid to have a conversation with Kareem about anything, though, just for the record. I'm scared. So mostly, like, he starts and I just swear and slap.
Grab a hatchet off the living room
wall.
Yeah,
or a baby.
And I try not to pull the you're too fucking stupid to have a conversation with
your
car.
With me.
I don't pull it with you either. But I try not to pull that card unless you like really really piss me off.
That's the nuclear card.
Yeah, that's the nuclear card. But I'm about at the place where that card is going to be pulled on a regular basis here in the next couple of weeks.
You should just get a card made up.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, it's going to be like, you're too fucking stupid to have a conversation with me.
You need to get one of those snarky cards that they have on the internet and just reply with that.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do that. Maybe someone dressed in Victorian wear saying it.
Maybe I'll put that on my as my signature on stuff and be like, you're too fucking stupid to have a conversation with me.
I like it.
Hashtag truth.
See, and every time I'd get an email, I'd be like, I know.
Mel, you've been away for a while. What's been pissing you off lately?
So much. Everything makes me so full of hate and rage that it was very hard to pick. And so I went super broad because this
just like you, super broad.
I'm super broad. I'm super Jew. I love hate Facebook just as a thing. I can't get away from it, and it literally makes me angry and depressed for a wide array of reasons. I've written some of them down and I will share them with you now. One of them is very specific. So if this person listens to the show, yeah, I'm talking to you. Face lovers is an annoying fucking term. Don't use it. Don't call me a face lover. I'm not. It's a dumb phrase.
What the fuck is face lover?
Yeah.
People on Facebook. Every freaking day, this guy's like, good morning, face lovers. That's stupid. Shut the fuck up. It's not a thing. That's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
No.
You just sound like a tool. Ugh. Vague booking.
Yeah.
Pisses me the fuck off. Like, yeah. You know, if you wanted every fucking person in the world to read this, then tell us what the fuck it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just shut the fuck up.
I'm not Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I'll give you a picture of the lady at IHOP, and I'll let you know exactly what was going down.
Yeah. You put it out here. You want us to know. It's social media. Otherwise, just don't. Then you don't have to worry about being vague. Fuck. The too much information people.
Mm.
The compliment. I'm so sad today. Tell me I'm great.
Oh,
like,
God.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, this is a Californian thing in general that I hate about all California.
Get ready.
But it's very Facebook. I know it's just because when I moved here, I was old enough for this to be a thing, I'm sure, wherever I was living. I respect that if you're mentally ill, you shouldn't have to hide. But I also don't need you to post about it or tell me about it every day on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
I get it that you have depression or you're anxious, but... You know, maybe share that with your close family and friends and your support group and your therapist and your doctor and leave me the fuck out of it.
Mm.
It's just uncomfortable.
That's a good one. By the way, I lost my train of thought there. I actually had one that was along those same lines. I don't need to know 17 things about you as an introvert.
Yep.
Here's what I don't need.
Same thing.
Yeah. I don't need to know that.
Don't care.
I don't. It's not my job as a human being. If I'm one of your close personal friends, okay, great.
And if I am, then come have a fucking coffee with me, you shit.
Or you probably fucking already know. Jesus fucking Christ.
If we're friends,
and
everybody else doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or how about this? How about I shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around your fragile psyche every moment because I'm a person too. And having to deal with all of your bullshit makes me anxious and on edge and angry and want to punch puppies.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you. Word.
That's the way I felt about my
puppies. And my very last thing on Facebook that I hate, the people that don't have one original thought and everything is a share or a meme.
Or a quote.
Yes.
You're talking about Kareem now.
Oh, I'm honestly not sure that he comes up in my feed because we don't interact enough.
I just play. Kareem likes posting quotes every now and then.
I have a friend who's a sweet, lovable, wonderful, amazing human, but everything she posts is a meme to the point that it's kind of a joke among all of our other friends.
Sure. Yeah. You want to see something great about Facebook, Mel? Let me show you. There you go.
I do love that hat on
that's
you.
That's the greatest thing.
You have to put that on the page.
Yeah, you got to get that hat.
I kind of want it. I didn't look at how much it costs.
Oh,
Mel wants to have sex with you in that hat and that t-shirt.
It's true.
After you put on your beard oil.
Yeah, beard oil, yeah.
Fresh beard oil.
It is a red, white, and blue, star-spangled, flag-adorned cowboy hat.
I'm just going to say, once again, if Paul was in the room... He'd be tearing you apart.
Listen, there's only two people in the world who could really pull that off and look cool. Myself and Brett Michaels. I'm going to put myself in the same category as him, but I'm not diabetic, so it's okay. I'm just sweet. I will make that part of the thing. Yeah, also at the Roseville Galleria.
Wow, it's an amazing hat.
It is. That is an amazing hat. It's the Amazing Hat Store. I think that's the name of it. They had all sorts of hipster hats and everything else. So
I love that they have a flip-flop store.
Yes.
Where I got these.
That's where I got my Birkenstocks. Right? I bought Birkenstocks. And beard oil.
Why did you get Birkenstocks, man? There's so many other types of flip-flops. Like, these rainbows are
Shut
awesome.
Up.
These rainbows are amazing.
Because I wanted some Birkenstocks.
And at least if you're going to get Birkenstocks, get Neots, which are Israeli made.
I prefer the Germans.
Yeah. He prefers the Birkenstike.
Birkenstoich.
Yeah, so that was good. Yeah, I have to sort of piggyback on what Mel was saying. I don't get as much of it anymore because I have deftly started hiding people. about 6 months ago, I had a three strikes and you're out rule.
That's what Paul does.
And I have hidden so many people that I just, because I'm either going to get really angry and want to do what you just did but on their wall, or I'm going to hate them. And a lot of them are really sweet people that I actually like.
See, but you are so much more mature than I am because...
But I'm not.
I can't look away. I want to block them, but I have to see the idiotic things they post to make myself angry. Like, I can't stop. It's like this sadomasochistic thing that I do to myself.
I do the same thing.
Oh, God, it's self-flagellation.
Yeah. Every time I start reading the comments, I'm like, no comments! Go read the comments!
Because I got all these people that I went to high school with that were cool in high school who became up, who actually remind me that actually we really grew up in the South.
Mm-hmm. And they're still there.
And they're still there, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I don't need them. Like, the only thing I really use for Facebook is promoting my shows, a few pet pictures.
Yeah, if you could share more of Brian Krall's updates, that would be great, Mel.
Yeah, it's my career as a comic, pet pictures and food pictures. That's pretty much it. I don't need ever to see, talk to, or have anything to do. I hated high school. I hated them then. I hate them now. I hate them all still. I'm friends with people that live across the country. Who gives a fuck? And they're all right-wing, crazy Republican a-holes.
Yeah.
Fuck them, but I can't block them. I have to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta stop the madness.
That's what we gotta do. We
got mental problems.
It's like, oh, you think you're a good person, you racist bastard.
All right. Meanwhile, a Pennsylvania man who confessed to openly playing with himself last night while attending a minor league baseball game told cops that he became sexually excited due to the young college girls attending the game, as well as his receipt of an unexpected text from a former girlfriend. His name's Andrew. He's 24. He was busted after fellow spectators at
24 and he can't control his Woody?
And then he really busted.
You have no idea, Mel.
He busted a
He was at a State College Spikes Brooklyn Cyclones game where he was reported to field staff. One witness said that he was sitting with his legs spread open and his feet resting on the safety rail while he played with himself openly. When questioned by police, he copped to rubbing his genitals on three separate occasions and said that he was sexually excited prior to arriving at the ballpark, but decided to go anyway.
They have bathrooms.
Just go take care of your business. That would totally kill it.
Yeah, that would definitely kill
really?
It.
Really?
No boner has ever survived a ballpark bathroom. Yeah,
that's you can't just close your eyes?
No. No, the smells. The smells.
And he might be, like, if you could do it while you're in the bathroom there, you probably do need to be in jail.
Gross.
Probably
not just in jail.
Yeah. Oh, man. That guy, yeah. I feel bad for that guy in one sense because there's something going down.
it's not any ladies. Not after this hit this
Yeah, but you're right. There's some deeper seated issue.
Sure. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, a Dodgers game was interrupted by people who hate hot dogs.
Standing quietly, Gonzalez at first. Oh, my goodness. Well, we don't show them. Not if we can help it.
There's about 10 people running on the field with signs. They're wearing black.
Yeah, well, look at the sky. Well, look at the flags. Anything but foolish kids running on the field. And they're kids.
Damn kids.
Well,
on my lawn.
I got a cause, man.
Fellas who have to restore peace and quiet. But they have to do it. And the kids are making it difficult. They're not going to walk. They have to be dragged.
See, that I'd like to see.
Meanwhile, we'll look at Nolan Arenado. Good-looking guy out of Lake Forest. One of the outstanding players in the National League. Had a bad series.
Sexy young man.
But
very lithe.
But nice. Ben is like... to be fair to him, anybody that's like above the like that's under the age of 60 qualifies as a kid to him, right?
Yeah.
Than to sit quietly and watch a big league ball game.
They just sit quietly and watch a big league ball game. Oh, man. What's wrong with that?
So they were protesting the hot dogs.
They have declared the Dodger dog as violent.
Wait, what?
Well, because it's a Farmer John like meat stick. It's horrible.
It's a hot dog.
It's a horrible hot
Adam
dog.
Adam Carolla hates the Dodger dog, but for a different reason. He thinks it's a terrible food product.
Really, yeah. It should be like that's all the leftovers. They should be mad at like the good stuff when they're actually killing it for a purpose.
Well, at least if it was a kosher dog or something. You know, I mean, it was like, it'd be a good hot dog. But this is definitely like Farmer John hot dogs. Are just meat sticks.
I think Paul would be, again, very angry right now if he was in the room.
Really?
He's a huge Dodger fan, so I think he has to like them by default.
Oh, yeah, he kind of have to.
Yeah, they have them. But all right. Meanwhile, on California's coast, Central Coast, a region that usually receives drenching rainfall or fog most of the year, some forests are now as arid as a desert. Streams that once ran at least a trickle through the summer have vanished in the ongoing drought, and environmentalists and fishermen fear local salmon will disappear if climate conditions don't improve because the landscape needs rain. According to ecologists, it could also use beavers. See, beavers were plentiful in California until the 19th century because they create, but, you know, they were eradicated because they were a pest. They create shock absorption against drought. That's according to a scientist in Sonoma County who wants to repopulate coastal California with the big lumberjacking rodents.
Aww.
See, beavers are a hated pest and a nuisance in the eyes of many landowners and developers, and the animals are regularly killed with depredation permits by fur trappers. However, they're also keystone species whose participation in the ecosystem creates benefits for almost all the other flora and fauna. This is because of the way beavers' hydroengineering work affects the movement of water, saying beavers aren't actually creating more water, but they're altering how it flows, which creates benefits throughout the ecosystem. By gnawing down trees and building dams, beavers create small reservoirs. What follows, scientists say, is a series of trickle-down benefits. It's the only time trickle-down really worked.
Exactly.
The water that might otherwise have raced downstream to the sea, tearing apart creek gullies and washing away fish, instead gets holed up for months behind the jumbles of twigs and branches. In this cool, calm water, fish like juvenile salmon thrive. Meanwhile, the water percolates slowly into the ground, recharging near-surface aquifers and keeping soils hydrated through the dry season. Entire streamside meadows may remain green all summer if beavers are at work nearby.
See, everybody needs more beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely do.
There is a Bring Back the Beaver campaign.
I want a shirt.
Bring back the beaver. Bring back
right?
the beaver. Bring back the beaver.
Apparently in Oregon, something along these lines is happening already. A newly proposed coho recovery plan would make it illegal to kill or harm beavers within a geographic range of imperiled fish. But in California, there's a problem. Government biologists aren't entirely sold on the virtues of beavers. See, Kevin,
because they don't get any beaver.
They need more beaver experience.
Kevin Schaefer, a fisheries
more
biologist.
Data.
With the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, believes that beavers can have benefits for a watershed that is temporarily deprived of rainfall. Eventually, though, even beavers cannot cancel out the effects of long-term drought or climate change, saying as the drought gets worse, their ponds will dry up and the animals will just move somewhere else. They won't stay because there's no more water. Can't argue with that. Can't keep a beaver around if they're not interested.
True.
Yeah, you gotta keep the beaver interested, that's for sure.
So we'll see. We'll see if that that happens. We'll keep an eye on the beaver.
Do.
Because, you know, we want to see if that's a thing that you need to do. All right. So, Mel, did you hear the news about Gordy Little?
I don't want to.
Gordy Little passed away.
Oh, no.
A couple weeks ago. So,
I'm so pretending to be so sad because I know I should be and it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we've lost a staple of small town news.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, we're going to have to find other things to talk about in small town news. So let's see if we did.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for small town news.
Of course. Of course. Dateline Boothbay Harbor, Maine. A waitress bounded with a cup of chowder and a plate of fish and broccoli. Who was it? Well, it was the First Lady of Maine, because she had to get a summer job.
Aww.
We go now to WBZ in Boston, who has more on the story.
He's picking up a summer job.
Here you go. Anne LePage is serving seafood at McSiegel's restaurant in Boothbay Harbor. Customers don't always recognize her, even though she's been the First Lady for 5 years. Others say she looks familiar, but they can't remember who she is. LePage says she took the job to make some extra cash.
It's all about the money. But I told him, I said, you know, my money that I earn here, I'm putting it in a little kitty. I want to buy a car this summer.
Ah. There you go. She's got some wheels on her mind. Her manager says LePage has been on the job for a few weeks, and she's already asking for extra shifts.
That's right. The First Lady of Maine needs to pick up extra shifts. By the way, how much have you guys looked ahead to see how much the governor of Maine makes a year?
I did.
Jason, have you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. 70 grand.
That's it?
That's
unbelievable.
He is the lowest paid chief executive in the country.
Well, and that's why he gets me as batshit crazy as him also in office.
Yeah, well, the LePages live with their dog, a Jack Russell Terrier mix named Vito. Like what you do in government to a bill, huh? Get it?
Aw, it's so cute.
In the Augusta governor's mansion, and they bought a $215,000 Booth Bay home 2 years ago. The governor recently tried but failed to increase his successor's salary to 150 grand.
Whoa.
Above the nearly $135,000 average for all 50 state governors. Hey, maybe you give yourself a little less than, you know, 100% increase in salary.
I think it really should go the other way, and everybody else should come down and meet him more in the middle.
You think the governor of California should make 70 grand?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how many governor's staffers make 100 grand?
Everybody should come down and meet us in the middle.
That would make it interesting. But then all the good people wouldn't want state jobs.
They already are all... Never mind, I was going to use a slur. I'm sorry.
Let it out. This is the show where you can do that, Mel.
Sure.
No.
Anything you want. Anything.
It's just
the
principle of the thing. They don't need that much money. There's got to be a middle fucking ground.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're all ding dongs. There, I used a better word.
Well, it's the uncensored show. You can call them anal warts if you like.
Oh,
although you could use that on any show.
Ass twats.
Mm, oh yeah.
What was the one you used earlier? Ass cunt or something? Yeah. I was like, that's a juxtaposition if there ever
ass
was.
Ass cunt or butt cunt?
It's all butt cunt. It's
all a bunch of skull fuckery anyway. So there you go.
I learned twat waffle.
Oh, twat Ooh. Waffle. That's a good one.
Is that like the blue waffle?
Google
the blue waffle.
I don't want to know.
don't do it. Don't. No matter how many times you tell people to not Google the blue waffle.
I don't want to know.
They always Google the blue. We did a show like that about 4.5 years ago.
Called, I remember.
Called
I never
Don't
did.
Google the blue waffle. Yeah. I believe you did during the show.
No, I have no recollection still.
Yeah, you
Larry
erased
probably
it.
Larry did and was screaming.
You erased it from your memory, I
Maybe
guarantee.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
I guarantee you did, because that's the type of thing you erase from your memory.
It's entirely possible,
As
yeah.
you see it, you're trying to get it out.
No, I kind of want to Google the blue waffle.
You'll never have blueberry waffles again.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It's not even another look.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. All right, well, that's going to do it for this uncensored episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you to Jason and Kareem, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, Mel, thanks for coming back and hanging out.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
Always so much fun to have you here.
Yeah.
Do you mean it?
I really, really do.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You're amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mel. And I believe on Wednesday, Becca Costello returns to the show.
Oh, I had a Becca sighting recently.
Oh, you know where
she didn't see me, but I saw her.
You know where you'll be able to cite Becca?
On the Nate Darling podcast page.
Yeah, but also performing our wedding ceremony.
Oh, that's
yes.
Lovely.
So that's all coming up. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for the show. Leave you a little Wheeler Walker Jr. from his album Redneck Shit. The song is Better Off Beaten Off.
Nice.
I'll take you through to hump day. Bye then. Sick and tired of this same old lie. Rather be unzipping my flap. Pull my dick out and start to cry. Jacking off the tears in my eye. Buy her jewelry and that expensive lipstick. Turn my back and then she's sucking. I'm better off the law than you know.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.